What we found is, first of all, that there are about 2,700 mine controllers who owe about $70 million in overdue penalties. Some of these penalties go back decades. Most of them are years old. And delinquent mines have an injury rate that's 50% higher than mines that pay their fines. And the injury rate can increase dramatically for underground coal mines. We found that there were nearly 4,000 injuries while these delinquent mines were not paying their penalties, and more than 130,000 violations while they were delinquent. So there is a consequence, it appears, to not collecting these fines and allowing mining companies to essentially continue to violate the law and continue to put miners at risk.
So why are these companies allowed to go without paying their fines? Can't the federal government do something?
Well, there are some who would argue that the Mine Safety and Health Administration could do more than it does to make mining companies pay. But there are a couple of big barriers. One is, under the law, you can't simply close a mine down because it hasn't paid a penalty. The Mine Safety and Health Administration doesn't have that authority. And secondly, it is very difficult to make a connection between the owner of a mine and assets that they might have that could be seized to enforce a federal court judgment. Some mining companies actually hide their ownership and their assets. So it's not an easy thing to do. It takes time, it takes resources, it takes some skills. One of the things that would resolve this kind of situation probably very quickly is a bill pending in the Congress that would automatically make it possible to shut down a coal mine or any mine 6 months after a penalty becomes delinquent. That would change behavior pretty quick.
Well, I mean, Howard, a lot of these smaller mines will say, hey, we can't afford all these penalties. You know, we're paying everything we have to keep people working here. Is that a legitimate argument?
Well, we wanted to look at that too. We were only able to do this for the top six delinquent mining companies, and they are all coal mining companies. And we looked at how much coal they produced while they were delinquent for the full years that they were delinquent. And those six top companies together mined 13.6 million tons of coal while they were delinquent. They owe about $14.7 million in delinquent penalties. The amount of money that they possibly took in for the coal that they produced during their delinquency period is $721 million. But our point is this: while these mines were delinquent, even the smallest mines were taking in significant amounts of money that were far more than what their penalty was. Yes, they have costs to operate, and it's important to consider the fact that they have employees that they need to pay, but I'm not sure that they couldn't afford to pay the fines. They simply chose not to pay them. And they can get away with that because of the way the law is and because of the kind of enforcement that's brought to this issue.
NPR investigative correspondent Howard Berkus, thanks a lot.
Thank you.